Okay. Didn't put drought on this slide, did I? I put drought, claims of drought slash rain. Well, we went from drought, now it's raining. And I think you can see why the prices have tumbled here just in the last couple of weeks, because they went from too dry and now they have plenty of rain. I was reading some article and it was talking about hopefully it may revive their wheat enough that maybe some of the ranchers out there at West may run some of their cattle on the wheat instead of harvesting for wheat. So we'll see. Maybe that gives a little boost in prices, maybe a little less wheat out there go on the market. We'll see. And again, world, same old broken record here. Worlding stocks are sort of going up there. Again, if you look at, I think last week, I guess it was Monday, they came up with their first winter wheat conditions. You can see if you add the good and excellent, about 42%, which is above last year, I think it was like 34%. So again, they're saying overall the wheat crop doesn't look that bad. Here's South Missouri. I think it's really a mixed bag. We've had so much rain around here, it's hard to say, and it's getting pretty well close, ready to start heading out. The flag leaves starting to come out, things like that, but we'll sort of see. With all this rain we had, I'm sure we've leased out some nitrogen, but we'll sort of see what happens. Managed money funds, you can see the Roth there at about 60,000-70,000 contracts to the short side. And again, normally the last couple of times they've got there, had a little bounce up, and again, that also relates to lower, higher prices, so we'll see. Seasonally, May has been a sort of a positive time. You look at usually October, usually February, and then again, you're on May is the time you're going to sell your wheat going into the summer. Sort of a balance sheet there. Again, the first column is the old crop, 684. Look at the new crop, 1516. Not much different, 761 numbers. And again, prices maybe probably in the low fives, probably right around that reference price, looks like to me, maybe where we're at. Maybe a little bit lower. And again, there's a good chance it could be even lower than that. Again, world-ending stocks, again, not as high as it was a few years ago, but again, it's starting to go up and sort of the upper part of that range. And world wheat-ending stocks, again, let me see the back. Yeah, the U.S., you've got the U.S., and here's the world. I knew it would sound right. Yeah, the world wheat-ending stocks, again, are going back up to where they were, to the level they were just a few years ago. Again, plenty of wheat in the world, just like we did in corn and soybeans. And here's just a July wheat chart. Again, we just sort of, you know, that 490 in the July is, or 485 is going to be major support. If we break that, probably about 4.25 will be your next major support level. So, again, we're seeing a lot of pressure on it. I know it just doesn't look like wheat wants to go anywhere. We had a few little rallies above 5, then we keep pulling right back up. So we'll sort of see what happens going forward. So again, if you have wheat to sell, again, I'd be sort of focusing on this May time frame to make any more sales before harvest. And normally, if you're going to store wheat here in Southeast Missouri, I know if you put it in the bin, you better lock in the futures, and normally you'll get a basis improvement going into probably December, early January, but you're going to have to store it into December, January to make any money on wheat as far as the country is going to store it. I think that's it.